It is only a temporary rename, so we wouldn't get rid of the Cabbage Patch. But in honour of the women's team, we thought it's only right to go all in. So they've renamed us the Red Roses Patch to really get behind the women and their Six Nations campaign.
We know Twickenham, obviously, for the rugby. Do you think that momentum when the men are playing is different to when the women are playing?
It is hugely different. And I think that's across all female sports generally. But we are slowly, slowly chipping away at that golf. Just look at what's happened to the Lionesses in football. The fact that the Premiership football now is getting crowds of 30, 40, 50, 60,000, you know, and rugby's just trying to do the same. Or 1994, when England won the World Cup, you know, it was almost one man and his dog there in a way. And then, you know, 20 years later in 2014, it's on the global screen and everybody can watch it from wherever they are. So we are getting there, but the golf is still huge. And will be for some while. It's not that I think anybody thinks we're going to magically make that golf disappear in the next few months or the next few years even, but as long as we're doing something to work towards it, I think that's the right thing to do.
And also the women are doing better than the men in
yeah, it's really helpful, isn't it, when they're successful. And the women's team in rugby, well, and football, but rugby here are still number one in the world. It's a World Cup year, of which we are the host country, which is fantastic. And we hope this also goes some way to get people interested. It's, you know, this is about the Six Nations, but yeah, equally, there's a lot of really good rugby during this year with a very successful team with every chance of winning. So very exciting.
For people who don't know the Cabbage Patch, give us a little bit about your history.
Okay, well, we are named after the rugby stadium itself. So the official nickname of the rugby stadium is Billy Williams Cabbage Patch. In the early 1900s, he was tasked with buying a piece of land to build our national stadium. And they're all market gardens around here, growing cabbages and other vegetables. And he came back and said, look, I found this piece of land. They came down and visited and went, oh, my God, you've just bought what is a cabbage patch. And but the stadium was built nevertheless, or certainly the start of it. And it's evolved. And we take our name from there. And we think we're the most famous rugby pub in the world. Fans all over the globe come and visit us. And equally, we have been all over the globe to visit them, actually, with different pop-up events and stuff. So it's very exciting, very lovely. And we're very proud to sort of hold that mantle and support rugby across the country and beyond.
So you've got the lovely mural. I mean, it is radio, so we do have to embellish, but you've got the lovely mural and you've changed the name of the pub, albeit only for a limited time. What gave you the idea?
Well, we just felt we wanted to do something to really try and show our community and the wider community that actually we are just as behind the women's team and the Red Roses as we are the men's team. And we thought, what better way than to actually rename the pub? We're hoping, you know, just as we are today, getting a bit more coverage with that. The mural itself depicts it's a picture of our current captain and two co-captains, one of which, Marley Packer, actually used to work for me here, which just shows you sort of how far the professional element has gone, that Marley now doesn't thankfully need to have some part-time bar work to supplement her rugby career. But the idea is that people see that mural, they stop and perhaps inspires the next generation to either watch or even pick up the ball and start playing the game. And there's been, you know, loads and loads of people stop and take pictures and get selfies and stuff with it. So we clearly it's worked, I think. Perhaps if it's well received, which it certainly seems to be, I've not had any negative comments, and why would you, that perhaps we can do it again at another point, maybe featuring some more players. So, yeah, we will go back to the original Cabbage Patch in sort of 6-7 weeks' time. But, you know, all this coverage, and thank you to Radio Jackie for featuring it as well, because it just gets the word out there. And if more and more people support the Red Roses, the game grows. And that's what we're about.